news and opinions that matter to conservatives and patriots at my site, RootForAmerica.com, or listen to my radio show at USAradio.com, or watch my TV show at NewsmaxTV.com. Above all, be sure to root for America.
Breaking news, the Massachusetts woman convicted of involuntary manslaughter for urging her boyfriend to kill himself is being sentenced. Judge Lawrence Moniz announced his decision this afternoon.
2.5 years in the Bristol County House of Correction, 15 months of said sentence shall be deemed a committed sentence, and the balance thereof shall be suspended.
Michelle Carter convicted for sending text messages to Conrad Roy III, encouraging him to commit suicide. The 18-year-old boy killed himself in 2014 after intentionally filling his truck with carbon monoxide. Several U.S. soldiers are reportedly injured after another attack in Afghanistan, the BBC reporting on a suicide attack on a military convoy in Kabul. 3 civilians reportedly killed. 2 U.S. service members died after an attack on a NATO convoy in Afghanistan yesterday. Several thousand U.S. troops have remained in Afghanistan to advise and assist Afghan security forces. This is USA Radio News.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
A line of severe thunderstorms moving through the Chicago area, forcing both O'Hare and Midway airports to stop incoming flights. So far, at least 150 flights at O'Hare and 5 at Midway have been stopped from landing, but those numbers are expected to increase. The storms are expected to continue through this evening. President Trump is promoting a new health care program for veterans.
We will do this through telehealth services. We're expanding the ability of veterans to connect with their VA healthcare team.
In a White House event today, the president unveiled a new mobile app that he said will significantly expand access to veterans' healthcare. He said it also includes suicide prevention programs. And a shortage of cybercrime fighters is worsening, and USA's Chris Barnes reports on just how big that shortage is.
There's a projected shortfall of 1.5 to 2 million cybersecurity professionals in the next few years, so it's significant.
That's IBM's Diana Kelly, a global cybersecurity expert, who says it's really more serious than people realize, as on the other side, cybercriminals have no headcount shortage.
80% of attacks last year were from organized cyber criminals, and they got away with almost $500 million in illegal profits.
She says if you want to consider a career in cybersecurity, you can learn more at a variety of places online, but one of them is IBM.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit NJThin.com. That's NJThin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
It is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Once again, he's got it filled right up to the brim.
It wasn't you. I've solved the mystery because you were not here in the station when I got in today.
I can't take credit.
All this time I've been thinking you were the fellow that was making the pot of coffee. Folks, listen, we've got Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski, my co-hosts all. Before we jump into the show, though, I want to just take 20 seconds and talk to the folks that are listening that just flatly disagree with everything we ever say. I want to read you just a little bit. And like I say, it will only take a second, so bear with me. A Republican form of government is one in which the powers of sovereignty are vested in the people and are exercised by the people, either directly or through representatives chosen by the people, to whom those powers are specifically delegated. The United States Constitution guarantees a Republican form of government to the states. I tell you that because there's going to be a lot of going on in this show that is really, really, truly, fundamentally a debate over what form of government we have. I passionately believe it, from Marxist care all the way down to fishing licenses. We've got to start asking ourselves, do we really want a European government? Do we want to be everything that our revolutionary founding fathers threw off? Do we want those shackles back? Are we purposely securing them to ourselves so that we can be like that baby in Europe where the court got to decide whether it can live or die? Is that the America we want to be? I say not. So, gentlemen, let's jump into the rest of the show here. You boys no doubt watched Trump's rally this week. Miles, I know
yes,
you.
I
know you watched Trump's rally. Big, gigantic screen with Miles about 2 feet from it. I can see it. What'd you think? Did he do a good job?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been watching his rallies since the beginning, and, you know, I thought it was just another one that was good. I know you, Johnny, come lately, kind of view that as something new, but this is the way the rallies have been for a while.
Folks, just so you know, and if you've been listening, you know there's been an ongoing debate amongst the three of us over what President Trump should be doing and how to reach out in this Republican form of government that I still embrace. So, Miles loves the tweets, loves the rallies. I'm okay with the tweets. Candidly, I don't always understand them, but frankly, not enough folks read them or see them other than through the lens of whatever their choice of media decides to paint them. That aside, you're right, Miles. I am a Johnny come lately on the topic, but when I look at Trump's rallies over the span of his candidacy and now presidency, I think he's really gotten good at them. I really do. I think he's really got it down to a science. However, I wish he would do an Oval Office. You know that. I think President Trump needs to sit behind the Resolute desk with all of the cameras panning him, and I think he needs to sell America, represent the facts, make sure that the folks that are voting for these representatives that seem to forget what republicanism means, even though they've got an R by their name. And by the way, folks, not just Republican Party. It used to be in my lifetime where both sides of the aisle embraced a sovereign citizenry. I think President Trump is the man. I believe this, by the way, and I've not, everyone knows, I've not been a Trumpublican, but I think he is the man of the time, and he's probably the only one right now sucking air in America that can look the American people, both sides of the aisle, in the eyeballs from the Oval Office and say, this is what we need to do, and these are the reasons why. And I think if he does that, these five or six wayward Republicans, and frankly some of the Democrats, will slap themselves in the forehead as if they finally saw a light. Now, am I wrong about that, gentlemen? Ludwig, what do you think? You're the Trump cruiser in the family.
The rally was good.
Sorry.
I like the rally because it's Trump. It's what he does.
Yep.
But, like, I agree with you. Take that message, though, and put it into the Oval Office. Because last night, Miles pointed out, or it may have been you, no other station was carrying it. If he's in the Oval Office, not only do CNN and MSNBC and all those have to carry it, but so does ABC and CBS and NBC. Therefore, his message is being heard from him to everyone rather than just the Fox viewers.
And I got to tell you on that point, first off, I agree with it, and it was me. What he's talking about, folks, is what we're all three in different locations. We're watching the Trump rally on television, sharing commentary on the Internet amongst the three of ourselves. And I scanned. I went to NBC. I went to all of them. Fox was the only one that carried it. Now, after the rally was over, I went and toured all of them again. And they were all taking very selected excerpts out to advance their agenda. What right. I'm saying is that if he sits in front in the Oval Office and he looks everybody in the eyeballs, first off, they are all stuck carrying it. They may not want to, but a presidential address from the Oval Office, especially with this president, now, they may opine and grumble for days and weeks after, but they will be stuck carrying it. And I don't think folks get the message out of a rally that's necessary to bring an understanding to these topics. I listened to the comments, the hot mic comments of that nitwit from Maine, Senator Collins. Mm-hmm. What a class screw ball by anybody's definition of what good politics is. This lady's a screwball, but the folks don't know that because they don't see that stuff. I just think Trump is the man to sit at that desk and explain why this is so important. I believe he can do it. I don't think Obama, forget him. Let's say Obama woke up tomorrow and became a Republican, and everyone says he was a great orator. I don't think he has the gravitas to really move the needle. It took him 8 years to put us in the ditch. I think Trump in one Oval Office meeting, I really believe that. Now, maybe I'm all wet and folks are driving on the road right now going, oh, no, he can't. I think he can because these things are really obvious, but the folks aren't dialed in. And frankly, Miles, it goes to your point you've made over the last few episodes and off air, by the way, and that is that the lion's share of the American public have tuned out. Only us political wonks are still in here watching this stuff. Am I thinking wrong, Miles?
Well, so let me push back on one thing.
No.
I disagree with both of you that the networks have to carry an Oval Office address. We saw this as far back as the 80s. As soon as Ron was able to demonstrate, Ron Reagan, as soon as he was able to demonstrate that he could start to push the needle, they even back in the 80s stopped carrying his addresses. You had to go hunting for him after the first couple of wins.
I don't remember that.
Networks are not forced to carry addresses.
I don't remember that. In fact, between now and our next episode, I'll get some stats for you because I don't believe that. I do think that they didn't carry a lot of his press conferences, but I believe that they carried every single one of his Oval Office. And in fact, folks, if you get on, there's me again, if you get on YouTube right now and type in Reagan Oval Office, you'll see a big cascade of them. And most of those have the different seals of CBS or NBC or whoever it was at the time that carried them. And by the way, I think you're right. I do remember them grumbling about being forced to carry them, but we'll find out who's wrong on that. In either case, I'll just default and say you're right on that point. I think
it's just a sheer conflict of the First Amendment. I mean, a TV network is not forced to carry an Oval Office address.
Listen, I agree with you on that, on the First Amendment point, but I would buttress it by saying they will anyways, because there would be a groundswell of interest, by the way, from both folks that love him and folks that are not so much in love with him. I think there'd be a lot of people that wanted to sit through that, whether they spent their next time grumbling on Facebook or whatever, but a lot of folks would want to watch it. And I think, if nothing else, these media folks are interested in viewership. So maybe money alone motivates them, but I think they'd carry it.
I think people would be angry that, oh, what do you mean I can't see The Bachelorette or The Kardashians tonight?
Don't make me miss that. Anything but that. Don't save our nation at the expense of missing The Kardashians.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness, goodness, goodness. Well, I don't know. I think that he wouldn't. It would be his first one. I'd be flatly stunned if they didn't carry it. So that's how I'm seeing it. Listen, folks, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about some personal stuff with myself and my history with the city of Detroit. We'll be right back.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy. The Dynavite supplement and then the Lico Chops.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Lico Chops free.
New, improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition. Dinovite.com.
Hey, we're Fireflies, and we're out here every night rocking out our light show at a forest near you. So come check us out.
Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to The Mike Hewitt Show. Proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com.
Folks, if you are just tuning in, Ludwig von Wiedendorski and Miles Bauer my co-host all. I started giggling because I was reflecting back to Ludwig addressing the former Chief Justice. Sir, this is Ludwig. I loved it. I'm sorry. Folks, I wish you could see me sitting there shaking his head in disgust right now. Listen, I want to get a little bit of a personal topic going for a minute. I don't often do that. In fact, I think in almost five years of being on the air doing this show, I've only touched on this topic once before, but before this week ran out, this is something I really wanted to do. Listen, this is the 50th anniversary of the riots in Detroit in 1967. And there were some outbursts in 68. By the way, it wasn't just Detroit. There were riots in Grand Rapids and a number of other cities in Michigan and across the fruited plains. But from my vantage point, 1967, I was in Henry Ford's hospital, and I watched, at the time, the National Guard had set up their station, their headquarters, if you will, in the parking ramp of Henry Ford's hospital. And so from my third floor, that's the pediatrics room. But keeping in mind, we're talking 50 years ago, Ludwig. Where were you in 67? Wow, am I getting old, folks. When I saw this in the newspapers about the 50th anniversary, I just shook my head. But what I watched out that window and inside that hospital, it's certainly not as sensational as what the folks on the streets were going through. But I watched some pretty perplexing things, and some of the things since then have gotten better. Some of them have gotten worse, and that's inevitably what I'm going to drift into during this time before the next break. First off, watching out the window, it's a fascinating thing to see U.S. Army tanks rolling down the streets anywhere inside domestic America, unless they're just moving on a maneuver to go practice somewhere. I watched them in action coming and going from Henry Ford's hospital. I also watched headshot pediatric patients being brought in to the floor that I was on. I watched a person that had a similar heart issue as I was born with be brought in. If I didn't physically watch him, I watched the tank roll in, brought him across the bridge into Detroit from Windsor in a U.S. Army tank. That's how they had to get this man, this young boy, to the medical center. You go, what a culture that was. In the midst of all, and by the way, everyone is aware of it, it was a race riot. It was black and white. It started in a speakeasy bar, for lack of better words. It was a bar that was unlicensed, and the police raided it. And it blossomed from that into something extraordinarily ugly. When I look at the stats that Wikipedia has for it, they are woefully short. Everyone that I have talked to that were the next generation up that either served in the National Guard, the state police, local police, I've talked to a lot of them in the last 50 years, every single one of them independently from different sides of the state, and in fact, I've even met them outside of the state in my travels when we make reference to that battle, they talk about folks that were killed, and they literally open manhole covers and push their bodies in. So whatever the stats were, I'm telling you flat out, they're BS. It was really domestic ugly. And the reason it's important is I think we've gotten so successful in the United States that a lot of us have come to believe that that stuff doesn't happen here. Well, yes, it does. It happened in 1943 in the same city, the same racial issues. In 1943, they didn't want to take the attention off of World War II, so they brought in the Texas National Guard. Imagine that in Detroit, Michigan. It got very, very ugly. It happened again in 1992, I think it was, out west, with some riots out there. And we've had and people die. That's really a big thing. People die when it's not just words, it's not just a newspaper article. Folks die. They get whooped up. They get like the little boy that had to bring in an army. Those are real people. They're real stories of what pushes people. And listen, by the way, the only other time I've talked about this on the air, what I was actually talking about is a black nurse that helped me through that era. And still well with emotion thinking about her, by the way. Imagine this. I look like the youngest on my three sons. What was it, Ernie? Little dinky kid with glasses and all that. I know that's who I look like. And then there's a race riot raging all around the hospital. It was within blocks of the hospital is where the heat of it was. And here's this black lady helping this little kid. She would do all kinds of just special, wonderful things, knowing that my folks couldn't get down there on a regular basis. So you felt a little bit like a castaway being stuck there as a little boy, as a young person, she would go out of her way. She would sneak me downstairs to the employee. It was like going to paradise, by the way. There was this aisle, hallway rather. Now, I don't know how long it really was, but from my vantage point at the time, it seemed like it was miles long. And it was all filled with every vending candy machine you could possibly dream of when you're 6 or 7 years old. It was the place to be. My point, though, is that humanity was being challenged, but humanity touched me. And it's probably the foundation that I set all of the politics on and everything else I see in life came from that single experience. And so I've watched all week long about the anniversary of it, and they talk about it as if it's – they don't seem to address it from the vantage that it touched me and a lot of other people, both good and bad. It was humanity being challenged. That's the thing that when I watch the political unraveling we're seeing in our society right now, that alarms me. It's what drives me. It's why I'm doing this show. It's why I'm saying we need to slow the navigation speed and think about this. That's what I'm saying, because I saw it up front, firsthand. Little kids getting shot in the head. It was as ugly as you could possibly get. So, gentlemen, help me here. What do you, Ludwig, you're the youngest of the bunch of us. What do you think when you see those articles about a 50-year anniversary of such a thing?
That people say we have had no change in racial relationships, and I look at that and go, yeah, we have.
We have, but listen, to their point, if you look at the economic stats, and I wished I'd have brought them into the studio today, some of the economic stats, you'd think 50 years later that they'd be doing better. They're not. And their educational results are worse. We've talked about it a lot on this show before without addressing the riot itself. The great society nonsense of Lyndon Johnson is really hurting a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It has robbed them of faith. It has robbed them of family. It has robbed them of education. And folks, if you take those three things away, what else is there? So when you look at the economic standings of Detroit and a number of other large cities like that, they're worse today than they were then. Are racial relations better? I would say no, they're not. If you look at, by the way, if you do the math, it's scary. There was a riot in 43. There was a riot in 67. There was a riot in 92. Start doing the math and it gets kind of predictable. There was one, by the way, you can go that going as far back into time as you want.
Oh, we had a few 2 years ago.
But they don't count. We're talking about massive army tank movements. We're talking about big things, not some fights. I'm only saying we got to slow the navigation speed and listen to Donald Trump. Back during the campaign, when he was saying, I need to reach out to you folks, give me a chance, what's that been doing? What do you got to lose? And remember, we did a spot on it, in fact, when the media's going, what's he talking about? There's no problem in inner cities. Media needs to be slapped upside the head for bold-faced lying.
He mentioned that in his rally, that minority youth unemployment isn't low since the turn of the millennium.
You mean it's lower? The unemployment's getting better?
Yes.
Good.
And honestly, if most people don't realize it, but between 16 and 21, black males are the low, like an 86% unemployment rate.
And what year is it right currently? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Only thing I'm telling you, folks, is that that's not survivable. And by the way, if you skip race for a moment and then look at folks that have come from broken families, I don't care what color they are, the numbers are the same. Crime, all of it across the board from broken families. It's not to say everyone has a broken family is going to do crime. Please don't misunderstand me. I raised a single parent myself. But I am flat telling you that the statistics say that LBJ and all those life choices people, they're nuts because they're hurting a lot of people. And this 50-year anniversary reminds me of something personal, very dear, but it also echoes that we need to wake up and get the job done. That's what I'm telling you. Folks, we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we'll get into something a little bit more light. We'll see you in a minute.
Tonight. Today, we're talking about your budget and budget blinds.
People get so hung up on that word budget.
Listen, everybody's got a budget. Budget Blinds is all about getting the window coverings you really want at a price that fits your budget.
Right. They have exclusive designer styles, hundreds of choices.
And Budget Blinds gives you expert service. None of that do-it-yourself. The pros bring the showroom to you, then do it all. Measure and install.
What a relief.
That's style and service for every budget.
And right now, during their 25th anniversary celebration, it's the biggest sale of the year with special upgrades and offers.
Explain the free upgrades, like the invisible tilt for shutters.
Make shutters look cleaner, more contemporary. Same with the free cordless upgrade on honeycomb shades. No cords. Look sleek and uncluttered.
I like that. Just call this number. It's easy to remember. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
855, then the name, Budget Blinds. Or go online.
BudgetBlinds.com.
Remember, budget means getting custom window coverings at a price that fits your budget. And remember, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
The Russia investigation is intensifying. The Wall Street Journal says special counsel Robert Mueller has impaneled a grand jury in Washington, D.C. in the investigation of Russian meddling in the presidential election. It is a sign that a serious criminal investigation is underway and could stretch for months. Mueller has more than a dozen prosecutors working for him. The investigation includes possible collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. The New Yorker is releasing portions of the interview that led to the firing of former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci. In the phone interview, Scaramucci told The New Yorker he was going after leakers.
Okay, the mooch showed up a week ago. This is going to get cleaned up very shortly, okay, because I nailed these guys. I got digital fingerprints on everything that they've done through the FBI and the Department of Justice. Oh, well, the felony, they're going to get prosecuted probably for the felony. They'll probably get prosecuted for that.
This is USA Radio News.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. That bit of nothing is everything. And that's what you get when you purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from your authorized dealer. Because only an authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. Only Mercedes-Benz can back their certified pre-owned vehicles with an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, with roadside assistance included. It's time to experience confidence that's as unlimited as the warranty. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, and you'll receive 2 years of prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to The Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And what's the level on that silo?
I've got to tell you, I've been so engaged, especially in the last little bit, that I haven't had a chance to take it down to about half full. Folks, if you're just tuning in, Ludwig von Wiedemdorski and Miles Bauer, my co-hosts, all listen, before we went to break, I talked about changing gears and not maybe shifting to a lighter topic. But before we do that, there's a couple things I want to pick up on from the last round. Miles, tell me something. Speaking of inner city America and the fact that the media says there's no problems, is there any problems in Chicago?
No, everything's great down here.
No fighting, murder in the streets, nobody getting shot or stabbed. Everything's peachy.
You know, between Governor Rhino and Mayor Emanuel, no problems here.
See, now there's two fellows that can get along bipartisanly. They agree with each other. They may be different parties, but they're the same folks. I just wanted, because you're right there in the heart of the city, I just wanted to make sure you were in agreement with the media when they pushed back on Trump that there is no problem in inner city America.
Well, right, and then they continue to cover up what all's going on down here as if it's just gone away.
Yeah, it went away. Other than the 60 to 80 shootings every weekend, it's went away. Other than that.
So right, listen,
before we jump into the light and fluffy stuff, one another thing happened this week. President Trump has changed direction for the U.S. military and is now I don't know if it's a ban. I don't know what the words would be. I'm sure the media is helping. But the president has changed policy and said no more transgenders in the U.S. Armed Services. Miles, what say you on this topic? And then we'll go to Ludwig.
Oh, I'm sure the LGBTQ ABC 123 committee is going to have their hair on fire.
I don't understand what the pushback is. Ludwig, what say you?
I don't think we should have them in the military.
Right?
Because I kind of feel like you implied that I think we should.
I don't know what your position is.
We're going to go to Ludwig. No, I do not believe they should be in the military. I do not believe we should pay for their surgery. Luke Matthews says we don't need somebody who's a gender bender.
Don't quote
following
Luke,
their,
don't
their
quote,
back.
We have an FCC issue. Don't ever quote Luke Matthews on the air. You've got to filter it and be very careful when you're reading whatever his verbiage might be. Is he defending himself now?
Not yet.
He will.
I got your back, Luke.
There you go. Listen, folks, one of the things that's important is we have to look at the math first. We're talking about an extremely less than 1% of the folks. First off, nationally, it's way less than 1%, but of those that are trying to get into the U.S. military, they're either looking for free services or they're looking for sensationalism within the media realm. And in either case, the purpose of the United States military is not to be involved in social engineering. Forget what your opinion is of that. The military is supposed to protect our borders. It's designed to kill people and break things. That's what it does in an effort to defend the sovereign states of America. The idea that over the last 8 years has been turned into an incubator for social engineering is fearsome to me. So I'm applauding President Trump, and we may be alone in doing that, but I applaud him. I think it was necessary.
It'll be a disqualification is what I think they would call it.
Yes.
Formally.
What happens if they get in? Ask Klinger. Right.
Well, aren't there tons of, I mean, was it like if you're flat-footed, you can't be in the Army? Aren't there a lot of physical restrictions anyway?
I can't get into the United States Armed Services because they don't want to pay for the heart issue, and they don't think that I can do the things that they need me to do. And you know what? They're right. So why would I fight it?
Right. Well, if somebody with one leg wanted to be in the Army, you know, the SIR, I mean, they couldn't. I mean, there's these restrictions.
No, there just are. And by the way, they have to, if you sit down and pause about this, is like I said, the goal of the military is not social engineering. It's not feel good. It's designed to defend our borders, kill people and break things. That's what it does. So listen.
But I would.
Go ahead. Got
caution you guys a little bit, Brian. I think the flat foot thing. I think Carter at the end, when he introduced women into the armed services, I think he took a lot of those old.
Miles, are you suggesting that women are flat-footed?
No, I'm just saying.
That's what it sounded like. Your turn.
I'm merely reporting what our, well, what our awesome President Carter did.
I wish I could have watched his facial expression.
Luke Matthews said you were harsh, by the way.
So the physical restrictions that were put on the male side, they seem to be a little more lenient, essentially, when the women were considered to be able to serve. That's kind of where we're going.
Yeah,
here.
But listen. In defense of the ladies, I mean, my Aunt Phyllis, she's passed away now. But my entire young life, growing up until she was gone, and by the way, folks, until she was gone, the last week I saw her a week before she passed away. The joke was throughout her entire life with me, she was one of the few that were able to get to the hospital Henry Ford's Hospital to visit. And in fact, in Henry Ford's Hospital, they took all the hospital took all the TVs away. Patients couldn't have TVs because they were sneaking in the middle of the night and stealing them right off the patients' tables. Think about that. So my aunt brought me a black and white television set and chained it to the food table. But my point in bringing her up is that throughout my entire life, she'd say, she always called me boy. You'll be a man when you can take Aunt Fo. I never could. She was laying in bed dying from cancer. I still wasn't brave enough to try her on. Some folks forget gender are just tough. The problem with it is that we cannot base a military policy on those folks that are unusual. We have to base it on what's best to defend the sovereignty of the United States. Again, it's not social engineering. It's not politically correct. It's about saving lives by defending the United States, period.
The irony in this tweet is just last week, the Marines came out and said, women, be prepared to be showering with people with male genitalia.
Yeah, but be prepared not.
Right.
And the idea, listen, the idea to place anybody, male or female, in that circumstance, it's just insulting. But again, it's social engineering, and that's not the purpose of the military. Listen, before we run out of time and get to the break, I want to touch on what I really wanted to do with this segment. One of the things that we've been talking about over the last 3 weeks is new bumper music, theme music, whatever you'd like to refer to it as for the show. We've got a contest running. Last week was so jammed with both of those big interviews that I never had time to touch on it. Now we're in the final week of it. And I wanted to share with you folks some of the fun that we've got out of it. No, I won't play all the music, but we've gotten a lot of really fun suggestions. And by the way, folks, some of our folks from across the aisle have sent some suggestions also. Maybe I'll I got a kick out of them. We got a couple school teachers from up in the northern area were giving me some thoughts and ideas. I don't think that we'll win the contest, but we should ask Brian maybe someday to put together a collage of them, because it was fun stuff.
Oh, that would be fun.
It really was. I don't think that they were being complimentary. So
yeah, well, I haven't seen any or heard any of them yet. So you have to get these in my direction.
I've got to. But listen, the way the contest was set up is that if you have a thought, I don't care if it's fun, if it's serious, if you think it fits the radio show, whatever your reason for it is, email mike@themikehewittshow.com, or like a lot of folks have been doing it, putting it on the show's Facebook page or sending it to me at Facebook directly. I've gotten suggestions. Some of them have been creative suggestions where people have literally put stuff together. And at Brian Thomas, I think that came at your suggestion. When we first launched this, you suggested that. And I've gotten a couple of those that are really good. Some of them were some up-and-climbing artists. Some were country. Some were classic rock. Some were classical Ludwig.
I was going to send some, but you told me my music was not good.
Folks, we're not having. Don't waste your time sending a rap, because it will not happen. I'm just telling you. Miles and I both. Well, you would not win that. You would not win that vote. Is that right, Miles? You're all right with rap?
Yeah, I would skip on the.
Yeah. That's just does not. That's not the right genre for this show. I'm just telling you, folks. We've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of LicoChaps free.
New, improved LicoChaps with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChaps.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Russell Wilson here. With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. It has returned. It is the Enigma Report.
So here's what I'm wondering today, folks. Ludwig von Wiedendorsky, Miles Bauer, help me understand. Is there anything that, and Brian Thomas, please jump in if you can think of something. I'm trying to find something that the government does well. Dead silence. Blows what? That's the Army. Yeah, Miles.
I would say the interstate highway system.
I agree with that. I think that you're talking about the one from the 1950s where they're actually, back then, where they actually came in under budget and before expected completion times. Boy, we've changed a lot in that 60-some years. Because that doesn't happen anymore. You're right, though.
I still think it's good.
It's
good, though.
Yeah. I agree. So, all right, we got one thing. Ludwig, how about you?
Blowing stuff up. It's government.
Blowing stuff up. Give me an example of that. You talking about the military or the government?
The military is the government.
No, the military is not the government.
It's a part of the government. Well, how's the highway the government?
Because they've contracted for it. You're right. Do you see them differently, Miles, the military and the government? See, now I'm all wet here. But you think they're the same?
Yeah.
Okay. Luke Matthews, he's a military boy. Is he telling me anything?
No, he didn't embarrass you.
Is that what he said?
Just reading his mind.
Nice. Okay, so we've got military, we've got roads. Anything else? The reason I'm jumping into this is that I'm still wrestling with the Obamacare thing, obviously. And I watched this multi-week drama going on in Europe, and specifically the United Kingdom, over this Charlie baby, where the court is deciding whether that child can, and they took forever to decide it, to the point where the point was moot. And I'm thinking, honest folks, do we want to be that way? Do we want a government that operates that way, where it takes so long for them to arrive at where a court, a judge, is deciding whether parents can allow their child to have another chance or not? Is that who we want to be? And then I started running through my mind about how wonderful the VA is and how wonderful the gas tax in the state of Michigan is, that the roads, by the way, they were working just as hard on the roads before they started molesting us at the gas pump and at the license plate, the DMV, as they were after. I can't think it's good government policy, Mike. No, it isn't. It's a ripoff. It's just flat extortion. I can't think of anything that the government does good. So I regress a little bit. I go back to Renegade River. It's a gun shop. By the way, go to RenegadeRiver.com, folks. It's a gun shop. One-third of my time is invested in doing federal paperwork that will never, ever save a single life. That's government. And you folks want more of it? What, are you nuts?
I don't get it, because you see Europeans, Mexicans, even Canadians, Asians,
they
all
come
here
for freedom.
For freedom.
Them people in the United Kingdom didn't want to send their baby to Cuba.
Yeah.
They wanted to send it here. Liberals, smack yourself in the head.
And they get mad.
What are you thinking?
They get mad being here, seeing that we're trying to be like the country they left.
I don't get it. Yeah, Miles.
Go ask the people of Flint what they think about government.
Yeah, but they're too busy pointing at which element of government they like or dislike. Government is off the rails. It's gotten so big and so you can't even talk to one person. It's just like a big, gigantic boiling pot with no handle. And we want that pot to be bigger to make decisions about whether we can get our baby health care or not. All the folks, ask Jeff Schwander, a friend of ours that works at the border. He'll tell you about Canadian medicine because he sees them pouring across the border from Canada into the United States. Folks, we've got to slow ourselves down both sides of the aisle. I watch those nitwit Republicans that voted for Marxist care. That's the effect of their vote in refusing to repeal it, is they're voting for Marxist care. That's what they're voting for. They're inevitably voting for single-payer health care. And that's the United Kingdom. That's what they've got. And that's why they wanted to send their child somewhere else. Where will we send our children if there's no more United States health care system set up on the capitalist market personal responsibility-driven system? If that's gone, where will folks want to send their babies for help? What are we thinking? I don't get it. I can't. You guys got highways and military. The folks in the military might disagree with you, by the way, because I talk to a lot of them that think it's one big, corrupt, upside-down, bureaucratic machine. Eisenhower, was he the one that talked about warning us about the military-industrial complex?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, highways are wonderful. The ones that they're building nowadays, I look at the bypass and what it costs to do the bypass in Robinson Township. I think that's ludicrous. Absolutely nuts. To me, I push back, Miles. I think the military is off the rails, a bureaucratic mess. I think the roads, they cannot get them under budget and even remotely near time. It took them 20 years to build a 7-mile stretch. I was going to take pictures every day and put them on Facebook. You couldn't tell the difference. Look, the coffee group moved. Uh-oh, now the workers, that group is standing there instead of there. It was daily. It was a joke. I'm just telling you, we've got to sit down and ask ourselves, what kind of culture do we want? Do we want to be like in Europe where they're living hundreds of people on a postage stamp piled up looking for government because it's the only thing left? Do we want freedom and liberty? Do we want to have a government that is a Republican, not the party, folks? Definitions here. Small r, Republican form of government. Do we want to be represented, or do we want to have people tell us what to do and that we can't get help for our children?
I say to my wife, what do we do if we continue down this path? We can't leave here because there's nowhere to go that's not already going to be like this. We're it. People are leaving their country to come here.
But Reagan talked about it. Folks, behind the scenes of the debate with Miles and I really is wrapped in this topic. What's the next step? Where are we going after this? If the other side wins, by the way, I'm not talking about Democrats in general. I'm talking about the Uber left that's pulling on the Democratic Party and on the Republican Party. If they win, we're going to be everything our founders fought to free us from. And people like me with a heart condition, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
I just read an article, this new movie coming out, Emojis, is set to push a progressive agenda and allow kids to adopt it. And that's what the whole movie's really supposed to be about.
But listen, it's in everything that we do. I just saw an article before we went on the air where one of the major broadcasters, and I won't get into the details because I didn't read the whole thing. I want to be candid with you. But they were caught using subliminal marketing pushing and promoting hardline progressivism. That's the new term of calling it Marxism. We used to call it communism. We used to call it evil red. That's why they switched the party colors, by the way. Remember when they used to do the maps of who was winning state by state?
Yeah.
And then the media went, oh, why are we painting ourselves red? That's telling everybody who we are. USA Today switched that.
Wasn't after Reagan won the 49 states that it was all blue, they switched it?
They switched it.
Yeah.
Folks, we've got to ask ourselves, who do we want to be as a culture? I don't care what party you're on. I don't care if you're political or not. If you've got children, if you want a future for America, you better wake up because there's something happening right in front of you that's alarming.
Well, how about all the talk of the guaranteed income because we're going to be going to robotics?
That's worked real well in Seattle. A lot of unemployed people out there with those nitwits promising things that they cannot deliver.
They're pushing
government
this.
Cannot get out of its own way. They all sit around in little committees and tell, what are we going to make them do now? No more, folks. Miles, what say you before we run out of time here?
No, I agree, but I think, you know, as you and I have argued over the last couple of days, when you think about the electorate, there are a series of groups. There are the establishment folks. There are the milky toast middle. There are the folks that have just tuned out. There are the Trumpers. There are the Hair on Fire Committee.
All of them groups. Every faction that you and I actually agree exist, they're all there. Every single one of them is going to rue the day that they didn't wake up and stop this mess. When the government now is officially no longer we the people, it's some third-party monolith. Something is wrong, folks. Listen, do me a favor. I'm rebuilding. I have rebuilt RenegadeRiver.com. Please take a look at it. Also, follow the show, RenegadeRiver.com. That's two deals. I like that. TheMikeHewittShow.com. Also, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at TalkMikeHewitt and Instagram. So please stay tuned. Tell us what you think. If you've got ideas for bumper theme music, don't hold back. Send them, folks, and we'll see you next week.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
When it matters most,
Our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family.